A 25-year-old climate activist is promising a beaming window of possibility as she becomes the leader of the BC Green Party. Victoria's Emily Lowen defeated Comox Cowan. Jonathan Kerr and party volunteer Adam Bremner Akins to take the reins of the party, which currently holds 2 seats in the BC legislature. "It's like every molecule in my body is buzzing," Lowen said, surrounded by news media following the announcement of her victory at the Parkside Hotel and Spa in Victoria. Lowen received 3,189 votes, followed by Kerr with 1,908 and Bremner Akins with 128. 14 people voted for none of the above. The party has 8,641 eligible members, and 61% turned in a ballot. The BC Green Party has been in limbo ever since Sonia Furstenau lost her seat in the legislature after switching ridings from Cowichan Valley to Victoria Beacon Hill. She quit her leadership post a few months later. West Vancouver C to Sky MLA Jeremy Valeriote took over on an interim basis, but neither he nor Staunch North and the island's MLA Rob Botterell wanted the job long-term. "This isn't about imposing our will, but working together to create a just and sustainable future, ensuring decisions benefit all people in the land," Botterell said just before Lowen's victory was announced. Lowen ran her campaign on change, injecting energy into the party by recruiting thousands of new members as she focused on taking on large corporations, billionaire, oligarchs, and big oil. "You all definitely put the party back into Green Party," she told her ebullient supporters after her victory was announced. "Over the last 13 weeks, we've punched through despair, through apathy, and cracked open a beaming window of possibility." Her stated strategy was to bring more young members into the party, and she said that during the campaign, there was an almost tenfold increase in members under the age of 30. "That is a force to reckon with," Lowen said. The road to her victory was bumpy at times. Lowen sparred with the party over the membership verification process, at one point sending a letter threatening legal action. She brushed over this in remarks to reporters, saying that throughout the campaign she worked constructively with the party to improve the verification process. She said there is still room for improvement. The party required all new members to verify their identity to vote in the leadership contest. They could do this in several ways, including by using a third-party verification company or presenting identification in a video call. "We did reach a 67% verification rate, which I'm not totally satisfied with," she said. She wants the provincial oversight to ensure the fairness of future competitions. "Elections BC needs to take over leadership races across all parties," Lowen said. "They're just far better resourced to handle the kind of scale that is required and the support needed." After her victory on Wednesday morning, Lowen received a congratulatory call from BC Attorney General Nikki Sharma. Sharma proposed a meeting between Lowen and Premier David Eby once he gets back from a trip to New York. A big question for Lowen will be whether to alter or discontinue the Cooperation and Responsible Government Accord, CARGA. This deal provides support for certain NDP government initiatives, including confidence votes, in exchange for pushing select Green Party priorities. Lowen criticized CARGA in an interview with Black Press following her victory speech, suggesting Valeriote and Botterell aren't particularly thrilled with the effectiveness of the deal they negotiated with the province. Several times throughout the spring legislative session, the BC Greens broke with the government, voting against fast-tracking legislation and criticizing parts of a proposed tariff response bill. "A lot of people feel like this deal isn't meeting the mark and isn't delivering the kind of results and scale of tangible change that we need for British Columbians," Lowen said. She wants to renegotiate CARGA to ensure the government is taxing BC's richest corporations and billionaires, and to make sure more money is allocated for non-market housing. The message resonated with supporters, who were fired up at Lowen's victory speech. Tosh Turner has been a member of the Greens for more than 10 years. He is re-energized. "I feel like it's a phase change in the party, and it's super exciting to see," he said. I think that Emily's the person who's going to move the party forward and really get us some traction.